It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Summer is upon us and everyone is ready to go out and play. I know that I am. I love water sports. I love to stand up paddle, snorkel, or just swim out in the ocean. I also know that when I'm about to go out in the ocean, I need to be able to count on my muscles and my stamina in order to have fun as well as be healthy and safe. So today on Nature Secrets, we're going to talk about how to optimize our exercise time and maximize our results. Now, what type of exercise is best to maximize our time and give us the best results? What should we be eating both before and after our exercise sessions? How do we best hydrate? And finally, are there any special nutrients that can help us? I want to share a few of my favorites today. So let's start by talking about what time of the day is best for you to exercise and to optimize our own circadian rhythm. Now, your body has our own natural rhythm, biorhythms. You have a wake cycle, sleep cycle. Women have menstrual cycles. We all have hunger cycles that alert us, you know, when we need to have some more food to produce more energy. Now, all of these body cycles work closely with our endocrine system to stay rhythmic. One of the hormones in particular is cortisol. And cortisol is a steroid hormone that is for our body's fight-flight stress hormone. And it regulates our blood sugar level, so which is very important during emergency or survival states. Now, cortisol levels fluctuate naturally throughout the day, but basically it's very, very high in the morning and then low in the evening. And it really goes through this dark light transition. So when it's dark at nighttime, it should be low. When it's light, it should be at its highest. But particularly when you want to exercise, you want to exercise in the morning when the cortisol fluctuation is at its peak. So if you do that, then you'll have maximum level of energy. You'll have this sugar balance so that you can use that for ATP production, energy production. And you definitely don't want to be working out at nighttime when the cortisol level is at its lowest, because at that time at night, your body just wants to go to sleep and you don't want to mess up your rhythm. So number two, is there a particular type of exercise that's best to optimize? So the type of exercise. So I always say that if you're going to be choosing, if you're really having trouble with the amount of time that you can work out, like you don't have 2 hours a day to work out, which I really think is too long anyway, then you want to use burst training, interval training. And this is an interval training, and you can mix it in with a little bit of resistance training, because what it does is it helps you lose that belly fat, helps you with your muscles and gaining muscles for strength and power. It also helps, interval training or burst training helps with maximizing your bone integrity, because the type of exercise you're going to be doing is a little bit more of the using gravitational, where you're going to be jarring your muscles and your bones more. And so if you're not doing any kind of endurance training, let's say for some kind of a running event, you know, this is really the best way so that we can shorten the amount of cortisol output, but at the same time, you want to get the most gain out of losing that extra fat and gaining that muscle. Now, what I love about interval training is that you can do it within 1 hour a week. And what I mean by that is because each session you can do it for 20 minutes. So that means 3 times a week for 20 minutes, that's just 1 hour. Now, I know I've got time, and I know you've got time to do that. And so to do that, you start out very slowly. If you're a beginner, if you've never done burst training, you do it slowly. And you just, what I recommend is that you want to do some form of exercise that will make you go all out. So it's alternating short bursts of high intensity exercise and then periods of rest. So in the beginning, if you haven't done this before, you got to pick out the kind of exercise that you really like. For instance, you could do swimming. You can be running on a treadmill. You could be riding a stationary bike. You can be jump roping. That's my favorite, is jump roping. And what you do is you, in between the exercise and in between the each exercise interval, you're doing a rest. So let's say in the beginning you do 30 seconds all out, then you rest and cool down by walking for 90 seconds, and then you do it again, and you repeat this over and over for 10 sets. And as you get really good at it, what will happen is that you're going to be increasing the length of time of the all-out burst training to 60 seconds, and then you're going to decrease the time when you're cooling down for to 60 seconds, so you're going to be doing it pretty much 10 sets, which means that you're going to be doing it for 20 minutes. All right, so again, as I said, you're going to love the fact that you only work 20 minutes three times a week, and then there's going to be an afterburn. This afterburn is what I want you to understand is the most important part. The afterburn is where you're going to upregulate your ability to use oxygen for energy production. That means oxygen means fat metabolism. So you will burn fat even 24 to 48 hours longer. That's post-exercise. Even if you don't exercise on the other days, just working out 3 days a week, you're going to optimize your ability to burn that fat. Not just that, you're going to improve your cardiovascular health. You're going to improve your muscle to fat ratio and prevent a condition called sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. You'll help increase your mitochondrial organelle production, which is those little organelles that help you produce more energy. And then, of course, the most important thing as we age is preventing osteoporosis or bone loss. So that's super important. Now, let's talk a little bit about the food and water and what kind of food that you really should eat before you work out. I really recommend a small meal, at least 30 minutes to an hour before you eat. If you eat too much, you're going to be getting possibly muscle cramps and indigestion, but you will also have trouble with maximizing your energy in your muscles because all of that energy of digestion will be a problem. But you also don't want to be working out when it's a pretty strenuous workout to not have any food. Super important to have some nutrition so that you can increase your energy level during your workouts. And the best things to eat are small amounts of healthy fats such as olive oil, ghee, eating moderate amounts of low glycemic load carbohydrates such as gluten-free oats, you know, and then lean proteins, because you do want to have those amino acids to make your neurotransmitters for the brain as well during your exercising. And like a couple of eggs, you know, that hard-boiled eggs are great. Turkey bacon. Now, these are all really good. One thing, don't eat a ton of high-fibrous veggies, because if you go and eat a lot, like let's say a salad before you work out, then it's not going to be healthy for, again, your digestive processes, and the fiber can cause a lot of indigestion, bloating, and gas. You don't want much of that when you're exercising. Now, hydration is so super critical. You know, we always talk about hydration, especially during hot weather, and you want to make sure you have half of your body weight in ounces per day. Now, that's the minimal. So let's say you're 150 pounds person, then you want to drink at least 75 ounces of water. But if you're going to exercise, like on that day, make sure you have at least water before you drink, and then during, if you're going to be exercising throughout the day, during the day, you're going to also have to drink water. And I'm talking about anywhere from 3 to 4 ounces every 15 minutes. So you don't want to dehydrate. I often ask people to weigh themselves before their workout, and then during that workout, when they are sweating, you want to drink more water. And then when you weigh yourself out after you work out, you might find that you've already lost 16 ounces of water just from exercising. And you'll be shocked because you might think, oh, I'm not sweating too much. But you know what? Your body is excreting water through your breath, but also through your sweating mechanisms. And it's really important that you end up weighing yourself and drink that water. And then what are the supplements? I love the EGCG green tea extract because it upregulates your thermogenesis. I love L-carnitine because it helps you burn more fat. These are two supplements that I use regularly, and vitamin D because it has an important role in increasing and maintaining your muscle mass. All right, these are so much great information for you, and I'm go out there even on a hot day and get yourself moving. All right, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm dedicated to helping you feel your best today. This is Wellness for Life on Radio MD. See you next time. Stay well.